This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Jammu and Kashmir, 5 security personnel, including an officer and an SOG jawan who were critically injured in a gunfight with heavily armed terrorists last night, succumbed to injuries in Dora district today. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the encounter took place between the security forces and terrorists last night when the troops of Rashtriya Rifles and Special Operations Group of JNK Police launched a joint cordon and search operation at Hari Ghat in Dora district on a specific input about the presence of terrorists in the area. In the gunfight, 5 soldiers were critically injured and 4 of them, including the officer, later succumbed to injuries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the loss of brave army soldiers in a counter-terrorist operation in Doda, Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the nation stands firmly with the families of the soldiers who sacrificed their lives in the line of duty. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha paid tributes to the brave soldiers. The centre has asked states and union territories that police stations and the place under the control of the police department should not be designated as a place for examination of witnesses. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla has written a letter to all the state chief secretaries and UTs in this regard. All the police stations have been asked to identify a designated place for the examination of witnesses through audio-video electronic means under the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023. The 3 new criminal laws, namely the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, have come into force from the 1st of this month, replacing the Indian Penal Code 1860. 6 persons were killed and 7 others were injured in a road accident early this morning in Patna district of Bihar. Deputy Superintendent of Police of Bhar Subdivision, Abhishek Singh, said the accident took place on the Patna-Bakhtiarpur highway when a speeding car collided with a stationary truck. He said the injured are undergoing treatment at Patna Medical College Hospital. The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting raids at different locations of former RJD MLA Gulab Yadav. Sources said the simultaneous raids began at 6 a.m. in Patna, Pune and Madhubani in a money laundering case. ED officials are searching various locations, including the ancestral home of Gulab Yadav in Jhanjharpur, Madhubani. Gulab Yadav was elected from the Jhanjharpur Assembly seat in the 2015 elections. He also unsuccessfully contested the Lok Sabha elections this year on the BSP ticket. The CBI has arrested a person from Hazaribagh in Jharkhand last night in connection with the NEET UG paper leak case. With this, 5 persons have so far been arrested in the case from Hazaribagh. The CBI also seized vital documents from the possession of the arrested person. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has reached Mauritius on a 2-day official visit beginning today. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he is looking forward to productive engagements and to advancing the special relationship between India and Mauritius. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravind Jugnauth and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritian leaders. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been officially nominated as the Republican presidential candidate. His nomination became official after he secured majority of votes from Republican National Committee delegates in Milwaukee last night. This marks Mr. Trump's 3rd consecutive run after winning in 2016 and losing to President Joe Biden in 2020. The U.S. presidential election is scheduled in November this year. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over entire western coast and Gujarat region today. IMD said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Saurashtra and Kutch till today. It has issued a red alert for these areas and an orange alert over Kerala. The weather agency also predicted that isolated heavy rainfall over Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Andiyanam, Chhattisgarh, North Interior, Karnataka during the next 4 days. In Swedish Open tennis, India Sumit Nagal will take on Elias Wima of Sweden in the men's singles round of 32 clash at the Båstad Tennis Stadium in Sweden today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.